Welcome to the Biz for Good show with your hosts, Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. The Biz for Good podcast is a fun and adventurous series that dives into the world of business, nonprofit, and startups, making a difference in the world for good. Get ready for another episode. Hey, cue that sick intro.
Biz for Good.
Yeah, welcome to the Biz for Good show. I am your host, Bobby Glenn James, along with the Ryan Pilkington.
Hoorah.
And of course, today we have two amazing guests on the show. One in studio with us, sitting in here. She's like, oh my crap, what did I get myself into? And one that's safe, long ways away in LA. And we're excited to have them on their show. Welcome, welcome. Who are our guests today, Ryan?
All right, we're welcome to episode 34 with Adam Farfan and Ben Alcazar.
Ben?
Just kidding.
Brenda! Brenda Alcazar. Hey,
I messed it
you
up.
You messed it up this time. Okay.
You try
we're
it.
Both fine.
You try
Brenda Ben Alcazar. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Brenda Ben Alcazar. I've been working on that for a couple months.
All right. Awesome. So we want to welcome them to the show, to the Biz for Good show on episode 34. We're going to talk about financial promises to the marketplace.
Financial promises to the marketplace. Ooh, I'm excited about the show.
So they'll dive deep into that. We're going to talk to them, and they are with Elite Hathaway. And you can go to elitehathaway.com to find out more about Brenda and
Adam.
Man. Wow.
They're like, good times. Oh, gosh. Who are these goofballs? No. Right. Where are we at?
All right, so we're going to go into the B4G Studio News. It's brought to you by Mazuma, and we'll bring that up.
Yes, we will bring that up. So, folks, Mazuma, I'd like to introduce you to the biggest thing to happen to accounting, the accounting industry since 1495. It's Mazuma Bookkeeping and Taxes. And if you own a small business, it's about to change everything. Mazuma was established to focus solely on you, the small business owner. Here's how it works. Step one, send in your statements and documents to Mazuma. That's it. They do all your bookkeeping, even your personal and your business taxes. Here's the best part. You pay $75 a month. $75 for an accounting department, not a guy in a closet somewhere, but an actual department. You can trust Mazuma. Call now to set up a free consultation. Call 866-575-9100. That's 866-575-9100. Or visit MazumaUSA.com.
And check out the code.
Check out the code. And if you put in the code BIZFORGOOD, you'll get a month free of Mazuma services. Sweet.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
That's what I've been told.
Okay, well, that's
hopefully I'm not lying. No, that's what I've been told. Oh, we also want to also welcome EFL 360, entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders, EFL360.com. If you're an entrepreneur, a founder, or a leader, and you want to learn some tools to grow your business, grow your entrepreneurship, your leadership, what have you, EFL360.com. And of course, also Speak Up, professional speaker studio, speakupspeakers.com. If you think you're a speaker, if you want to be a speaker, if you are a powerful speaker, you want to be a part of Speak Up.
And where can they go to find it?
Speakupspeakers.com.
Awesome. All right. If you're new to the show, you can find us on social media with Facebook,
Twitter,
and Instagram.
Pinterest.
Yeah, we're not there it. Yet.
We're not.
We're pinning anything there.
Oh, very good. Very good.
But anyways, yeah, you can find us on that. We'd love your review. You can make fun of me if I can't talk right.
Yeah. Also, whatever. Find us on all the podcasts. places, iTunes,
Stitcher,
Google Play. Pod, all of those places. Okay, let's move on.
Okay, if you have any suggestions or feedback, please give us an email, and the email is?
Email is info@bizforgoodshow.com. Info, I-N-F-O, at bizforgoodshow.com.
All right. So that wraps up the studio news. We're going to go into segments.
And did we actually talk to our guests about segments? We started to, and I think I took us off track.
We're going to throw them under the bus.
Okay, guys, you're here to help us with segments. Normally what we do is we have some things, and you guys just feel free to jump in before we start interviewing you. So you're just hanging out looking at us for right now. So.
Yeah, more than welcome to go back and forth on these. The Biz Hack didn't have anything particular, but we wanted to talk about finding the want in your business. If you're starting a business, trying to find out what are you going to do, how are you going to make money, you got to first answer the question, does your customers want it?
Oh my gosh, I can't tell you. In all of our entrepreneur groups and stuff, people come and they go, man, I've got this great thing. And everybody needs it. That's great that everybody needs it, but if nobody wants it, it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
It does. If you can't find the want, you're not going to be able to sell your product or service. How do you guys feel about that? Adam, Brenda, take your 2 cents on the want of a customer. How do you guys feel about it?
I think when you actually get into a lot of people, one of the things that they try to do is they try to create a need and they try to create desire. But I think it's much better when you got something that people are already looking for. And that's the reason why I've been in financial services my whole life. It's because the fact that instead of, that's really what a business is, right? Finding a problem, creating a solution, making money doing it. And,
absolutely.
It's one of those things that's great, especially when you find out, I remember talking to my buddy, Tony Shea, who's actually started Zappos.com. And that's a $3 billion company.
Tony's a crazy man.
He says, it's like, I asked him years ago, I said, what's the key to becoming a billionaire? He says, you find the biggest problem, you find the most simplest of solutions, and that's exactly what's going to go ahead and help you, definitely take you up there. So definitely for people that are going out there, finding the biggest, don't create desire, find something that people are already looking for.
Oh, that's perfect. Imagine that. It's rocket science, right? Find what people are actually looking for. Find the problem. It's amazing that people don't get it because we hear that stuff over and over again. What do you think, Brenda?
Well, I'm looking for people that want financial services, and so I'm kind of looking for people that are looking for me.
Because everybody wants to be financially free?
Yeah. Well, there's a certain amount of people that are just ready to be financially free. They just don't know how. I feel like I'm the how that they don't know is out there. And so I'm just, constantly looking for people that are looking for me because I am the how that can get them to where they need to go.
And that's the business you want. You want people looking for you.
Yes.
Marketing is much easier when they're looking for you, isn't it?
And a lot cheaper.
And a lot cheaper. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what do you think, Ryan? What do you think want?
Yeah, so I mean, when you're going out there, don't put the cart before the horse and start thinking, oh, I got this awesome thing, and you haven't even talked to one customer. So, get some feedback.
Absolutely.
Get out there and get dirty. All right, we'll move into the good news. We did a fun challenge way back just a couple months ago.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun for me. It was fun for me. We got.
I found that I'm a wuss. That's what I found out. I'm a wuss. Oh.
Yeah. Anyways, we did a Wing Coop challenge because my wife came to me with an article about Shawnee Thompson, who was bullied, and we thought we'd have her on the show, and she was going to come to the Wing Challenge, but she had some family emergencies and couldn't make it. So then from Humans of Salt Lake, we actually had Humans of Salt Lake here. And so
Aguilera.
Yeah, Aguilera. And it was an awesome interview. We appreciate, him being here and on the show. And anyways, right now, I just want to kind of go back into what happened. No, we never had Shawnee on the show, so no one really knows what the heck we're doing.
Right.
So for the good news segment, I just wanted to recap on Shawnee Thompson, what the heck was going on with all that.
She's doing some stuff right now, too, isn't she?
Yeah.
Are you going to talk about that?
I'm going to talk about that.
Oh, good.
So Humans of Salt Lake, just to go back, Humans of Salt Lake goes and spotlights people doing, you know, they just want to talk about their story, get to know them, and spotlight their story. Well, they spotlighted Shawnee because she ended up being bullied, cyberbullied, and harassed at school. She ended up cutting herself, and she's free, open about this. She mm-hmm. talked about her experience, and her family was very, very concerned. They took her to an Intermountain Health Hospital and checked her into a special unit that helps with that. Through her recovery, she learned that through coping, she, you know, that's what she was doing, was cutting to cope with this pain. She learned that a proper way is to change it around and flip it around. So she went out and she is on a campaign for anti-bullying, cyberbullying, and she's doing amazing things.
And she's like 15, 16. Yeah, this kid's amazing. She's just a powerhouse.
So we have the links on our Facebook page. So if you want to check out those stories. But right now we did the wing challenge for her because we wanted to raise some money for her cause called Team 8. Team 8 is building resilience against bullying and educating people and bringing awareness. And so basically with that, she does pageants. She goes out and does pageants. So we came up, you know, with the challenge. You drudged through all that wigs.
Drudged through four wings, and everybody makes fun of me because it was really only three wings and a bite. But I'm going to say four wings. I don't care what anybody says. I bit into the fourth wing.
You're right.
It was the hottest thing on earth. It was like biting into lava. And I like spicy foods, yeah, man. I'm from Texas. I think I may get my Texas card revoked, but it was hot. I don't care what anybody says.
So we raised $60 for that, for Team
8. Because of my lame, because of my lame showing. But anyway.
And Wing Coop matched some of our Bobby's stuff there, and Advocate T is what I work with on my project. So there's this Miss Utah Teen Contest that's going on right now. It's on the 29th of September. They need to get votes to get them into the top 10. So we're pushing for Shawnee to get into the top 10 for this pageant. And I'll share the link, but it's missuteen.com/contestants. You go search Shawnee Thompson, and you'll click vote. For every $1, you use a vote. So we'll be doing $60.
So we're going to be doing 60 votes for her.
60 votes. So if you very want good. To get Shawnee, because she's got a great platform for anti-bullying.
Great kid. Great personality. Great, great kid. She's taking on the world.
So.
Awesome.
Go ahead and promote that. So check those things out on our Facebook, and then we'll turn it over to Brenda for the quote of the day.
Brenda.
Okay. The quote of the day is the temptation.
I can't hear Brenda too well, by the way.
Yeah.
I need to be hot.
You need to talk. You need to not be sweet into the mic. You need to talk into the mic.
The temptation to quit will be greater just before you are about to succeed. That is so true.
The temptation to quit will be greatest just before you are about to succeed.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what do you guys think of that? And I just want to mention, just because of our technology. So Adam, the reason you sound really good and we all sound really good, but we don't sound all that good to you, just so you know.
Got it.
Know that perfect. That live and everything, it sounds great. She sounds great. You just can't hear her very good.
Got it. Awesome.
We should have went over all that with the... okay. So anyway, that's cleared up.
All right.
Quote of the day. Okay, folks.
We'll go into the segment, the show, Bobby.
Yes, we go into welcome. It is time for the interview segment of our show. We have, of course, like we said, two powerfully amazing guests today that are taking on the world, taking it by storm. Thank you, Adam, for being on the show. Thank you for just saying, yeah, sure, whatever. Brenda asked you, yeah, I'll come do this, whatever it is. Sure, why not? Thank you for doing that. Brenda, thank you for just showing up and saying, yeah, sure, I'll be on a podcast. Why not? So thank you guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you guys.
Glad to be here.
We like to start off by learning a little bit about you guys, what you're doing right now, what's going on. So Let's start with Adam. Adam, kind of tell us about you. What's making Adam tick? What's going on?
Hey, man, at this point in my life, I would actually tell you that what brings me the most emotion, what really makes me feel alive right now is people. You know, obviously something completely different than what motivated me years and years ago. But at this point in my life, I would actually tell you that I'm not motivated by money or books for that matter. I'm motivated by people and what they can do. My story is very simple. I grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah, out of all places. I grew up Mormon. And, you know, I really wanted to go ahead and live the American dream, right? I came out to the U.S. when I was very young. I was actually 11 years old when I came out. And it was really interesting because of the fact that it wasn't like what the movies portrayed it to be, right? wasn't like that. And it was really insane. And I would actually tell you the fact that, you know, growing up in a church and really brought a lot of great things in my life. And, you know, it's really amazing because when I was actually 16 years old, there was actually a guy that would come into my, that was always, you know, kind of like the leader of the ward or whatever. And, you know, it was really interesting because he seemed to be, you know, successful at that time, right? Like, you know, the guy had a nice car and a nice home and stuff like that. And to be completely honest, I was kind of even intimidated by him a little bit. And then one day, funny enough, he actually walked into my, he was in my living room at my parents' house. And he wasn't there to talk about church business. He was actually there talking to my dad about financial services, insurance, and all kinds of stuff. And to be completely honest, guys, it all seemed really dull and boring. But the moment he told my dad, it was actually the highest paid profession in the world. And all my dad had to do is get a simple license to go ahead and make as much money as this guy was doing, as Daniel was doing. Absolutely, my life, I was like, oh my God, does this mean I don't have to go to school, right? So, you know, I literally hated school. I'm not even going to tell you I wasn't good at it. I'm not going to tell you, because I wasn't either. But I will tell you that I just did not like it, right? I tried going one semester to a local college, but it just wasn't for me. And I pretty much talked to this guy. I said, hey, listen, teach me what you know. Take me through the ropes. I want to learn what you're doing. And he thought I was kind of kidding. And I said, no, I'm serious. I want to come to your house and work for free. So I started going to his house every single day. And, you know, that's kind of like how I started my, you know, started getting a grasp of what it was and what I wanted to do in my life. But to be honest with you, what really changed for me that I don't really talk about often was my mentor. There, I met a guy at the age of 18. This guy really took me to a different level. He expanded my vision. He was actually able to go and teach me million-dollar habits and what I needed to do in my personal life and stuff. And I really took the little that I had learned the last few years and really took it to a different level. And I would actually tell you, 33 years old now, I've been in financial services since I was very, very young. It's pretty much half my life I've been doing this. And I can't tell you how much I love this. Right now, we started a new company called Elite Hathaway. We're the world's leading financial coaching company. And what we do is we teach students how to become agents in financial services, how to become financial wealth executives. And we deal with corporate planning. We deal with, you know, nonprofit organizations. We deal with Wealthy America every day. But there's a certain group of people like my parents, that a lot of these big companies don't really focus on. And that's exactly what our company is. That's exactly what our mission is to help people that haven't had a lot of training, haven't had a lot of experience, or haven't had a lot of education. And we're doing it one by one. Sometimes, you know, where we deal with companies and stuff like that. And what we do is we teach the middle class what the ultra wealthy have been doing for a long, long time.
Sweet.
So that's in the sense of what we do. I don't know if that answers your question.
Awesome. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, that's great. That's great. I had 1,000 different thoughts, but now they're all gone because, you know, that's what ADD does. But Brenda, let's learn a little bit about Brenda.
Okay, and I'm not sure if I shared this story with you or not, Bobby, but the day that Mr. Haycock came and did his presentation at ELP at the time is when I saw three people from Elite Hathaway in the audience. And I, at the time, was working for a major financial brokerage house, and I was very unhappy. It was all money under assets, and they were just like, it was just, I was ready to walk out of financial services completely because it just didn't align with my beliefs. And then I met Joanna Stock. She was in the audience, and I just went up to her, and I just thought she looked like a really well put together person. And she came out and with two other people, and I just introduced myself, and we just got in contact. And then, you know, a few months later, I met Adam, and Adam has really poured into me, and you know, with his coaching and advice, and just really helping me to be a leader in the industry, and teaching me how to actually execute. And what I like the most about Elite Hathaway is the client, the person that we're helping, is the most important person. It's not about how much money they have; it's how much we can help them and give them pretty much a roadmap to get their goals and dreams met. We actually give them like a roadmap and sit down with them and talk to them and talk about their goals and dreams. So
awesome. Anything else on that, Bobby?
I'm just playing with technology.
Ooh. Well, we'll move on to the next. Thanks so much, Brenda.
So did that work? Ask Sky if that helped with the echo.
Anyways, we'll move on to the next question.
Oh, we're moving on to the next question. All right. Technology. You got to love technology. Yay. Not as much as you see. I know. Always and forever.
We're moving on.
Okay. All right. Next question. This is the question that we love to hear, love to ask, because it is what the show is all about. So, Ryan, would you like to?
All right, Adam. What does Biz for Good mean to you or in your business? How does that relate? Or go ahead and shoot for the hip on that.
Oh, whoops.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Sorry, I muted you. I apologize.
Awesome. No problem. Hey, one of the things that I really love about the Biz for Good show is the fact that it gives you awareness as far as what's out there. One of the greatest things that I've actually heard about it is the fact that there's so many people that are actually looking for information. And it's actually one of the greatest sources, I think, when you come to bringing like people that are entrepreneurs that are actually doing it and finding out what are some of the things that you could also go ahead and do and implement in your own business, right? You know, one of the great things about entrepreneurs is the fact that not only they're problem solvers, which is the kind of people that you bring to your show, but at the same time, you know, you get to always figure out what your competition is also doing, right? And, you know, I remember years ago, one of the things that I tell people is the fact that there's nothing wrong being a copycat as long as you copy the right cat. So there's right.
I love it.
One of the greatest things that I really like about this is the fact that definitely awareness, definitely like knowing what people are doing and how to go ahead and improve your life. I think anything that, you know, has to do with self-development, anything that makes you want to be a better person, anything that wants to go ahead and help you and gives you education, which is one of the platforms that I love so much about this, about this series. It's just that itself, the awareness, the education that people can go ahead and get and all that stuff. So it's great.
Awesome. Brenda.
Same question. So I like it because, you know, you're talking about doing good for people. You're talking about how you can improve their lives and make their lives better. So, you know, it's amazing. I'm so glad that you asked me to be on the show, and I'm so glad that Adam was able to be here and that we were able to share a little bit about our business and what we can do for people. So thank you.
When I talked to Brenda at our Bees Munchers, I like the fact that you said you come from a coaching or a heart, kind of like you want a self-improvement to get their finances in a better place.
Self-improvement meets finances.
Right. And so meeting Adam comes from a place, he's got such a good heart. He comes from a place that he just wants to help people. And, you know, with the other financial company that I was with, it didn't really align with my values and who I stood for as a person. So this company, it can align everything that I want to do and accomplish, writing books, speaking, talking to people, educating people. And I get to be able to talk to so many people around the country and teach them about finances. And I have yet to have somebody on a presentation that I've done that hasn't learned at least something. And so he's constructed the presentations in a way so that people could really understand what their finances are doing. I was in corporate America for years, and I had a 401k, and I never understood it. And yeah. I, yeah, you know,
who,
I
who understands
nobody what? Understands it. It's really vague, and
Roth,
so
whatever. I don't
they
care.
They patched me through.
Put
to
money
the,
in, and you're yeah. supposed to have money at the end of your life.
They gave,
which is kind of yeah. crappy because it's the end of your life. That yeah. that. Couldn't we have money like during our life? That'd be good too.
That's yeah. what we. That's exactly what we teach our people.
Absolutely awesome, awesome. Okay, Adam. So let's find out from you. So what's the future? What do you guys? What's the future for Adam? This whole thing, Elite Hathaway, all of that stuff. What do you got? Wow, what's with the future?
You know, one of the things that I really really love is. What we do today, and I think, you know, one of the things that I talk to people all the time is really the fact that your future is very, very predictable, right? If I eat crappy food every day, I'm not going to be that surprised if I have a bad, you know, if I have health issues in a year from now, right? I would actually tell you the same thing when it comes to business, is the fact that what's in it for us is what we do on every single day that's going to go in and help us have a bright future. Right? I tell our agents, hey, man, put your sunglasses on because your future is so bright, right? And the truth of the matter is the fact that if people just elevated not only their vision, but at the same time their, you know, their mindset and their activity in any business, that they are actually going and doing, you know, their future can be also just as bright. Right. It's not about just working hard, but working smart. And when it comes down to our business and what it is that we want to do, is we are definitely a company of destiny, right? We are definitely a company that it's not only we're growing. We have monthly records that we're breaking every single month. Every month's a record breaking month for our business. Awesome. And but it's not just that, right? It's not just our promise in the marketplace to go ahead and actually be a better company for tomorrow and for people and for children and for everybody else. But at the same time, really what people get out of it. Because one of the things that's very, very important to me is, you know, how people feel, right? We have one of the strongest recognition systems on the planet with our company and with everything that we're putting together. But at the end of the day, where we're going with this company, it's not just a $1 billion company, but at the same time, the culture is what makes us different, right? The fact that when they associate with our company, you know, one of the things that I tell people all the time is that there's, you know, you can make $100,000 anywhere, but when you make $100,000 in Elite Hathaway, the reward that you get behind that, you know, it's so much more amazing. You know why? Because behind every single dollar that that our agents make, there's a family being helped in the back end, which is amazing. And not only that, but they feel good about what they're doing as well. So if you ask me where we're going to be in 5 years from now, what my goal is to have, you know, at least 1,000 agents that know exactly what it is that they're doing when it comes to financial services. Because I'll tell you this, even with 1,000, we cannot really accomplish fully our job. But I know at the same time, we'll be able to go ahead and it's a good start, right? I want us to go ahead and, you know, be that kind of company that when people associate our brand, they associate who we are and what we're doing. You know, they look back and they're like, that is amazing. I love what it is. So therefore, we thrive and strive for that every single day to go ahead and be that company that people remember that they had a great experience with.
You know what I love about that is that the future depends on now. And,
right.
and that's so important. People don't realize you can yep. dream about the future or you can do stuff right now to make your future. Because right
like
now...
They don't really, they don't dream about hunting. They just hunt, right? That's what they do.
That's right. That's right. It's amazing to me, people that, oh man, if when this happens and this happens, then my future, then I'll be able to go take my future on. No, you need to get off your butt, get out of your couch, and go do something. Go do something Absolutely. To make your future
exactly.
happen. I love it. Yep. Love it. So thank you for that, because without action now, you're not going to have much of a future, period.
You'll just be eating a lot of potato chips.
So, Brenda, let's ask you this question.
Okay.
At the end of the day, meaning, you know, the end of your day.
Okay.
Not this day, but the end of your time on this planet, how do you want people to remember you?
Well, I think the best way to remember me is how I made you feel. So, if I... was able to add value, I was able to educate you, I was able to help you leave a legacy for your family. So when I meet with clients, it's not just about today, it's about their legacy. about leaving it for their family. So I, by helping somebody get their financials or get their financial life extremely on point, that can not only affect their retirement, but leaving the legacy and their children and their children's children. So for me, at the end of the day, I want to be remembered as somebody that had added value. So not only one or two or three generations because of what I helped them start on the path to. So that's, I guess that's how I would answer that question.
Awesome.
How about Adam?
Yes, Adam. How do you want people to remember you, my friend?
I think one of the things that's very, very important to me, I grew up with a dad that said to me always, don't ever let people point their finger at you and say that person ripped me off or that person did something to me that they shouldn't and stuff like that. Because same way that I grew up with sisters, right? I grew up with two sisters and a mom, and my dad always said to me every single day, he says to me, don't do anything that you wouldn't want anybody to do to your sisters or your mom, right? And at the end, that's the same atmosphere that I want to create with myself and my company, and, you know, with the Pathway, is that I want people to feel and to know, you know, at the end of the day, you know what I want them to say? I want them to, whether they did business with us or not, or whether they did anything with, I want them to say, you know what? I know Adam Farfin. I learned about Elite Hathaway, and I'm a better person because of my association with them. And that's exactly what I care about, because of the fact that at the end of the day, it's all we have, right? It's our honor. It's what we're committed to. And that's exactly what I'm committed to, is for people to always have a great experience with us. We're not perfect. Definitely we're not. I'm not perfect. But at the same time, one of the things that I can honestly tell you about our company is that our heart's in the right place. And that's exactly where we're at when it comes to people and business and the way we do things. It's just, it's part of, like I said, the culture. And that's exactly what I want people to remember us by.
Awesome. See, two amazing guests. Told you, Ryan. Told you.
Mic drop.
Nailed it.
Boom.
Well, thank you guys. Thanks for being on the show. Thank you so much. Is there anything you guys would like to leave with that
I did have a question.
Oh, you have a question. Ryan.
I'm going to interject, Bobby.
Okay, interject.
All right, this is open to both of you. I was dabbling in finances and some other associates, and I know there's two parts to that. There's the recruiting and then the assisting. Is that what you guys do as well? If they want to be licensed, want to be part of the team, I'm sure you have a funnel on that. And then people that just need the help financially, is there a certain kind of process you want to promote that today? Or
yeah. So one of the things, if you're actually listening to this, the truth of the matter is this. You don't need a guy like me to tell you that people that make a lot of money, people that make millions of dollars, simply do not have the same type of investments, insurance, retirement plans, the middle American see, right? People like my parents, like I always talk about, right? So all we do with our company, you guys, is show people what the ultra wealthy have been doing for a long time. Let me give you an example. If you're listening to this, you might have been a victim of I shouldn't say that, but that's how I think, so I'm gonna say it anyways. You might have had a 401k in the past, you might have had a Roth IRA in the past, right? So this is the thing that happens. Everybody shares the same commonality, which is volatility. People actually will, you know, you have to pay penalties, you have to wait until they have to touch your money. If the market goes down, your money goes down with it, right? Well, the wealthy have figured out something completely different. Now, I'm gonna ask you guys, whoever's listening or whoever listened to me for the first time, I want you to pretend that I'm telling you the truth just for today, okay?
All right. When
you gross without paying taxes, you could pull your money out without paying taxes. You could have liquidity after your first, second year, depending on how you set it up. Not only that, but you have a guaranteed percentage on your money. What does that mean? If the market drops, my clients never ever lose money. If the market goes up, my clients get to still participate in the upside of the market. If such product out there would exist, why wouldn't anybody that's listening to this podcast right now would not want to go ahead and switch what they have or take away their old, you know, money for somewhere else? Listen, these products are not new. They've been around for a long, long time. Nobody taught people that. They didn't have a big network on how to do this. In fact, when Tony Robbins learned about this, he was so excited about it, he actually wrote a book called Money. Warren Buffett put into this particular product that I just mentioned, they do exist. He put 80% of his wealth into these products years and years ago. I just learned a couple of days ago that Walt Disney funded Disneyland with this particular products. Listen, they've been around for a long, long time. What Elite Hathaway is bringing that to mainstream. And right now, I'm going to tell you this. We're looking for people that can we can go and get trained, we can get them licensed to go and do all this. Listen, there's so much opportunity out there when it comes to financial services. I'll tell you this, financial services is the highest paid profession in the world, but also one of the hardest industries to make money in because it's so hard, so regulated. What Elite Hathaway has done through our relationships, our partnerships and everything in our training that we've done is we've made it so simpler where we've cut like a 6-7 year learning curve to go ahead and do it for like a matter of just a few short months. When people work with our company, they get assigned to an executive coach, somebody that's gonna walk you by the hand, somebody that's gonna show you exactly how to do it all, somebody's gonna help it, teach you and give you the skill to go ahead and go out there and help a lot of people. So I would actually encourage you, if you are by any chance in one of those businesses out there, one of those deals that are out there, you wanna come out there and actually make, you wanna come here and actually make good money, industry money, financial services type of money, we will give you the tools. What I've done with Elite Hathaway is I've actually gathered some of my closest friends. You actually get to see this on EliteHathaway.com. I've gathered some of my closest friends, millionaires, billionaires, best-selling authors, just like high-powered entrepreneurs. I brought them up here to my house in Hollywood Hills, and we started a series of interviews where our agents get to learn from some of the most successful people in the world as far as what they've done, how they've done all this, and exactly what they do. In fact, Brenda will tell you this. A few weeks ago, I had one of my chapters be here at my house, and we had guys like Larry Binet here at the house, who's actually Forbes magazine most connected guy in the world. I had guys like Mark Dama, who's a hedge fund entrepreneur that teaches people how to go ahead and become better when it comes to mentally, like a high performance coach. I had so many different people that come to my house, and our agents get to learn from all these people. And it's amazing. We're the most connected, socially connected company in the world. Nobody does quite what we do. So therefore, yes, if you guys are listening to this and you guys are looking for some, you're looking for a platform, that kind of company that will go ahead and take you and elevate you to the whole next level, that's exactly what we've got with Elite Hathaway. So I would actually encourage you to find somebody, email us at support@elitehathaway.com or just go to our website. My name's Adam Farfan, F-A-R-F-A-N. So I'm very easy to find on social media and we could go out and make it happen. I love this.
Awesome. He has a little bit of passion for what he's doing, I think.
Just a little. Just
a tiny bit.
Maybe more than that.
Sorry, everybody heard, but you didn't hear us. I just said you have a little bit of passion for what you're doing.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Well, thank you guys so much for being on the show.
Can I leave a number?
Absolutely, yeah. Leave a number.
Okay, so I have a number if anybody wants to call me.
And we'll put that also on social media. And we do show notes. So all the show notes will also have all the links and all that stuff. So you'll get all the Google juice and all that good stuff from
it. So everything that Adam just talked about, if you want to call me, I can personally talk to you about that. My telephone number is 801-874-2017, the year 2017.
Say it one more time.
So 801-874-2017.
Very good.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Awesome. And remember, hashtag
be good, do good.
Hashtag be good, do good. Give it to us, guys. Hashtag be good, do good.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to the Biz for Good show series with Bobby Glenn James and Ryan Pilkington. We want to thank our guests and all our fans of the show. Again, you can find us online at bizforgoodshow.com and on all our social platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. Have a great day, and remember, be good, do good.